Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we are coming to you early because...
You just like always want to rhyme.
I really do. I just feel like, you know, I feel like it's also expected, maybe.
Sure. I don't know if the people want it, but I mean,
you know, sometimes you have to force feed them so that they don't want it, but they need it.
They adapt to it.
Yes. So we're coming to you early. We're actually recording this. So if anything has happened from Saturday morning to when we release this, I will be very sad. If a housewife gets arrested, I am going to be livid that we have to wait like 10 days to talk about it.
Just never forget when we woke up that Christmas and Lou, I was like, I remember I was in my childhood bedroom and I was like, Courtney, I was like, Lou got arrested last night. I put up that mugshot right away. And I got 10,000 likes.
For Christmas is Lou. So, just like, but, and then we were also thinking, like, what are we even going to chat about? Like, do we watch an old episode? Do we do like a Thanksgiving episode? Jersey probably has one. And then the Bravo gods descended upon us and said, hey guys, why don't you all have access to the third episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City early? What a gift.
And it's fire. I think, I hope they're getting good, like, viewership. It's by far better than OC. Mm-hmm. It is rivaling with Aroni for me. I'm loving. And you know what I think I discovered this week?
Okay.
I think it's really fun to decide who I like and I don't like. And, like, we're getting
to. What have you been doing all this time?
No, but we're getting to do it all at the same time. Because, okay. Like, I feel like when you get a new housewife, you're like, like, we are really going to, like, judge her and see if she fits in. Like, obviously, right. We fell in love with Leah. But, like, I feel like it's so hard to get in. But, like, right now, they're all at the level playing field. And we're deciding who's our favorite.
And honestly, it changes every week for me. Like, this week, I was like, Jen's out, Mary's in.
You had a controversial statement just a moment ago.
What was my statement? What was it?
That you like Mary.
Guys, I kind of feel bad for her. Like, clearly something's not right. She was groomed, okay? I know where she was definitely groomed.
No,
like, her step-grandpa picked her out of the lineup of sisters and said, I want the youngest, and I want her to be mine. And there's some shady shit going on, and I know you did some research, so I feel like you're going to give us – you're, like, chomping at the bit to be like, here's the info. Tell me what you found.
So I went down a little rabbit hole for you, my friends, and basically read a lot about Mary. And
– is she related to Bill?
Who's Bill? Is that the husband?
Cosby. Bill Cosby.
What is her husband's name?
Robert. There's Robert.
That's right. Robert Jr. Robert Jr. Oh my gosh. You know, I'm not good with names. Now I'm the teacher that calls the kids like their sibling's name. Like, I never thought I'd be that teacher. I am.
Ugh. You're like, John, damn it, Jacob, what's the name?
Whoever you are.
It's like, you're like, sorry, it's so hard to see with these masks on. You can blame the masks.
But anyways, so, you know, basically her mom wanted to be the first wife. Like, when her grandma died, the mom wanted to be the wife. And
so there's controversy on this, though.
No, but then the mom, like, started to try to take the church, like, in a different direction, like, start another church, kind of, and it, like, didn't happen. It fell flat.
So, wait, she wanted to marry Robert Sr., or she yes. wanted him to, like, step down and she would become the first lady?
Oh, I don't know.
What the hell research did you do for us?
I just basically read a Reddit article.
Wait, I'm like, Mary told us this on the episode this week.
I know. I think I read the article before I watched the episode. So now it's kind of all in one place now in my brain.
Oh, my gosh. We're firing you from MKEPI.
Wait. Also, I think we need to take notice. Does she always wear sleeves? I think that's part of it. You always have to wear sleeves.
Interesting. I mean, the dress that she wore.
The Christmas dress?
The loofah dress? Yeah.
I think that's her way of getting around, like, sleeves. You know, she's like, ooh, it's sleeve, but you can see through
it. Mary's, like, winking at me as she's saying this. Like, like a shimmy shake and a wink.
Yeah, I'm like, you know.
Yeah, getting around.
Because I was trying to do some research on the religion.
Okay, of being a Pentecostal,
yeah.
Part of Pentecostal church. Okay, interesting. And what did you find?
That they just, like, really believe, like, the Holy Spirit, like, enters you and, like, can physically, like, move you. Like, they speak in tongues, like.
And, I mean, I saw some that, like, Mary literally said, like, God is in her.
So I've also heard it's a cult and that, yeah, she, like, tells people she's, like, God.
Yeah. I also, though, want to go to one of her sermons.
I bet it's on fire right now.
But I've also wanted to do that with, like, Scientology.
COVID, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I always am like, I just, like, want to go once. But then I'm like, I also could be easily influenced, and you might never see me again. Like, I might be in the Sea Org and be, like, brush like toothbrush to the grout,
totally,
like really scrubbing, totally. Being like, this is what I'm supposed to do. L. Ron Hubbard, you know? Yeah. But also, that just made me segue over to, sorry, I know we'll go back to Mary, but a lot of you guys are letting us know who you thought Meredith looked like, and I will, or sound like, the closest one so far, I have two. One is like a popular one where people have said Leah Remini, that she sounds like her, which I can kind of hear a little bit. But then also a juror sent in Marge Simpson, and it is very Marge Simpson. Like, I was actually, I was like, wow, this is, yes, I actually kind of agree with this, but it's still not. Like, I can, like, it's like a tip of my tongue, but on my mind, like, visual.
So to me this week, I was like, oh, I figured out who she is. I think she's Adele. Yeah,
I think she looks like Adele.
I think she looks so much like Adele, like that recent SNL that Adele did. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that looks like her, like the jawline.
We got a lot of Juliette Lewis.
I don't see the Kyle.
Basically, she looks like any brunette white woman that has either straight and or waves in her hair.
No, but then also I like...
with thick eyebrows.
I started, like, I went down her Instagram because I was like, oh, I want to, like, pull a photo of her. And every single photo she had looks so different. Like, yeah. I'm like, wait.
She's using that filter where it, like, changes your face that, like, I've talked about before, but, like, Devin from, like, 90 Day Fiancé does, where you're like, that is not what you look like. What is the app? Do I need to pay for it?
I was, like, trying to find him. Like, wait, none of these actually look like her, what she does on camera. And then I was laughing so hard this week. Like, between her and Jen, they dress up so much to be filmed.
She's always in a blazer or a pantsuit.
Like, at her house making guacamole. Yes. I will say, like, I do love the OC girls because it's like, I'm sorry, if you're at home, you're wearing Lululemons and Uggs. Let's face it, people.
I appreciate a little bit of fashion. Like, Jen is a little too over the top for me. House? Like, every time. Well, maybe that's just always how Meredith dresses. I mean, I appreciate a good pantsuit.
Outfits, but I'm like, you're literally making guacamole and almond milk. Come on.
Well, and she was making guacamole she had finger sleeves, like how I have right now. Like, she had this, so I was like, isn't that going to get so messy with cutting up the avocado? I was like, this shirt is getting destroyed. What will Charlize think?
She would be sad.
She's like, I'm not wearing this. Not going to wear her clothes anymore, you know? Maybe that's what she's trying to do. She's really trying to sell. Maybe this is all her brand.
I thought she was jewelry. Yeah.
But I thought in her store she had clothing too.
Could be.
But maybe she just...
Next time you're in town, you got to go check it out.
They don't live there anymore.
What? My
family's gone.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant Meredith. I was like...
Oh, no.
But can go back. Let's go back to Sunday.
Jen's house is on the market again for rental. So there was controversy with Jen about, is this like her real house, Shaw Chalet? Oh. So she, and then it's actually a while ago that Brandi Redmond from Dallas had said that one of the new housewives was renting like her cousin or her friend's house in Park City. And then like Jen had heard about that. And of course, if you could be surprised, that Jen overreacted and like went crazy. Brandi was like, whoa, what? So now the house is up for rent again. So it seems to me, again, we need to dive deeper into how Jen has money, because I don't believe that before he was a coach, he has money from being a lawyer.
Yeah, someone said he used to be a lawyer.
Yeah, so I think we should be calling Discover. I think we should be calling Amex. I think we should be calling Chase.
You know the locals. Why don't you just ask around town?
Nobody knew her.
My
stepmom said, she was like, I was talking to my friend, and she was saying how she knows Meredith because they both have stores on Main Street, blah, blah. And I was like, ask her about Jen. And I was like, okay, if there wasn't COVID, I would totally go out to Scottsdale, and I'd be like, tell me everything. So I'm going to try to get some info. I'm gonna get that in there.
Doing some digging.
We got to figure out. We got to figure it out, because I just don't believe that she has all this money. And I'm like, okay, we got some Rent the Runway. Like, we got some. Maybe we have tags on things.
But she also is she like a Sonia, where these people are not even getting paid to be her assistants? Like all seven of them. You know.
Oh, the Shaw Squad.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Stuart for sure has to be getting paid.
I didn't see him this episode. It was disappointing.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe the rest of them, like, they're all, like, U of U students, and, like, and her husband's, like, recruited them. He's like, you didn't make the football team, but do I have a job for you? Come be a part of the Shaw squad. And, like, you get a free shirt. Okay, should we just, like, get into the episode?
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. It started off with Lisa's son saying, thou shall not watch porn.
Yeah.
Why does your 9-year-old know what porn is?
Also, why does Lisa's, where's Lisa's voice?
What do you mean?
Have you, okay, like, her voice keeps, like, disappearing. Like, she's like, okay, I need, like, a Diet Coke. Like, she's, like, losing it, as if she, like, smokes cigs or something. But she definitely doesn't, because, right, she's like.
Do you think she vapes?
Like Catherine on Southern Charm.
I was dying in her confessional this week, just full on vape. And I was like, okay, yeah,
Southern Charm too later. But I don't think she smokes. She definitely drinks Diet Coke. She wants, like, but her voice keeps going in and out. Like,
I haven't noticed that.
Okay. Notice it next time. Just listen, because in her confessionals, her voice is there. But then, like, when she's, like, talking to her kids, it's, like, very hoarse.
Okay. I also haven't decided. So I love this Brooks Meredith relationship. Like, they go and get Cutera. We got that done. I need to go back and get it.
I was just laughing seeing those little, like, fat, put the things put, like, on. First off, neither of them have any fat on them. But I was like, okay, it was a little different story when we went. Because there were. He's like, oh, this is right where you place it. It's like, all right, I get it. But it felt very, like, I felt seen in a sense where they were, like, doing it. I was like, oh, we've done that. But we didn't get it. They didn't come to my house to do it. We had to go there. We didn't have a house call.
I want
to
go back. Okay. So, and I thought it was really sweet. Like, he literally took the semester off to be with his mom because of the separation.
What's going on there? What's going on, though? Like, you do buy that? Like, he wanted to be with his mom for it, but then he's also, like, with the dads there. Like, Or do you think it's just a cover so he could be on the show?
He is a breakout star and wants to be on the show and wants to start a fashion line. So,
I kind of got off the Brooks train a little bit this episode.
You thought he was too judgy?
Yeah. And as a judgy girl, I was like, whoa, let me judge you on my podcast that you've never heard of.
I mean, I thought he was, like, it was a little much. Like, I think Jen was just, like, she's doing her high cook. She was, like, being fun. I did not see her vagina.
No, she even turned away from them. I didn't understand the grinder kick, like, when she was, like, grinder.
And I didn't get that either.
Well, I was, like, is she talking about, like, the gay dating app Grindr?
That's what I thought, too.
And then I was, like, how does that relate? Like, is Meredith doing high kicks while swiping on Grindr for Brooks? Like, I don't.
It was confusing. But I think she was just trying to be, like, fun and cute and, like, oh, I have the kids she love me. She was,
like,
me.
Performing for the camera, too. Right. Like, being over the top.
What were they getting at Best Buy, though? I didn't know, like, Best Buys were still a thing.
Okay. So in Park City, there's not a lot of stores. Like, they're built, it's still being, like, built up, but Best Buy is, like, there's no, like, there's a Walmart, but there's no, like, Target there.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's, like,
it's troublesome.
So you go to, like, Walmart, or then there's, like, a Best Buy. So it's, like, if you need, like,
sure, anything. Need,
like, anything electronic, well, I'm you're probably just, like, Amazon. Go to Best Buy. Yeah, but I guess, but they were also probably just trying to leave.
Yeah,
and Best Buy's, like, next to, like, the bowling alley.
They were, like,
alley.
Running Maybe they're going away.
Bowling. And, I also was, what?
And then, like, she's a mom. You cannot be hanging out with people like that.
Okay, if my kid told me, like, the way he was, like, telling his mom, like, she's not allowed here. Like, a sleepover you're not having, which the sleepover is really fucking weird. And Jen getting upset that, like, that Meredith said she wanted to spend time with her kid on her last night. She's like, Chloe's your daughter and she's in college. She doesn't want to hang out with you. It's like, I'm really offended she didn't want to sleep over. It's like, okay. No, what adult in their 40s wants to have a sleepover when you live 5 minutes from each other?
Well, maybe you had too many margs without the top of the blender on.
a lot of
blenders. That was, like, that was not because she drank too much. She's just not all there. I haven't decided if I love her or I hate her.
I think I like Meredith a lot. But it was funny because it was like, okay, there's a blender with the margarita. There's a blender with the almond milk. A lot of blenders in that Mark's household, you know? I don't know. Brooks, to me, just like, I was like, oh, okay, he took the semester off. But then he also mentioned a fashion line that I'm like, oh, no. Oh, God. What's his middle name? Is he a Rinna kid? Brooks, like, what would his middle name, Brooks? Like, Brooks Blue.
Mm.
Like a Delilah Bell, a Brooks Blue.
I mean, where's the third kid?
So I saw a family photo of them. They're a very attractive family, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, the daughter is. Yeah.
So I think the other son is the oldest.
Okay.
So he's probably at college and probably doesn't know what a real housewife is.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I love Heather. I think Heather is so great. But she's also having a really hard time coming to terms with not being a Mormon and this divorce and this code of perfection and all of this. And so she's throwing, I'm also like, what is in the water, Heather? Why are, like, five of your girls are all pregnant and they're all having baby boys?
Yeah, that was kind of creepy.
Like, that was, and I thought that was funny, though, when she's like, we're having a baby shower. Instead of getting them diapers and things they need, we're getting them a white Range Rover car.
But also, I thought it was weird that Whitney and Jen Shaw came to the baby shower.
Jen came over to her house and she had her aunt take her out of, like, get her out. And I was like, is this the amputee aunt?
No.
It's not. It wasn't. But no. I was wondering. But then yeah, I was like, sure. Her aunt, though.
But we like never
Jen
even
was
saw
in the back seat.
We never even saw the aunt's face.
No, but Jen was in the back seat. The aunt came around to the front, walked her to the house. And then where did she go? She just sat back in the car?
Yeah, she just dropped her off.
Is her aunt also her driver?
Apparently. One of the seven assistants couldn't do it.
Like, what's happening? Jen and her in her heels. Those were ugly heels to me.
She's a little much. She's a diva. She's a diva.
But then didn't you find it like really sad when Heather, she was really saying like, the theme is white because it's not about perfection. It's about love. And then she like kind of had this breakdown where she was like, I would be so happy to be miserable and still married.
I mean, it's super, super sad. I feel like she feels like excommunicated from the church because she got a divorce and like she didn't even want the divorce. She was totally not even happy, not even in love, but just one. I mean, it sounds like he just wasn't into her. And it sounds like she wasn't even into him ever either. You know, it was just like, this is what we do. We're in this church. We're dating. Let's get married. So much about timing. Mm-hmm. Have our kids. But I also wonder if she is a little, what's her dating status? You know?
I think she's single. And I think she's, if from the episode one where she said that she liked black men, I think it might be hard for her in Utah.
Got it. Okay.
Because as we know, Jen said, I'm black because that's all they know.
Right.
So I think,
Gosh, when she said like, I think I was in love when I was 15. Like, I was like, oh my God.
For a boy who didn't even like me, Dad.
She's like, I think you were just obsessed with someone. But
like she's sitting there, like, writing, like, Mrs. Heather McDonald. Or like, oh no, that's a real person. Mrs. like Heather, you know, like, just writing. She's like, I love him. Like, I don't think, do we know if we're in love at 15?
I think she was obsessed.
Mary wasn't.
And I think she was obsessed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's go back to Lisa, because now Lisa is taking her son. This is the scene where her voice was like gone, taking her son to drive. I'm like, can you just like, life is just so different practicing on a Range Rover.
She's like, kids are like renters for 18 years and then they just abandon you.
Mm-hmm. And then her son's like, she's like, okay, say a prayer. He's like, I already did. He's like, I have a strong pullout game. And I was like, okay, so the son knows what porn is because of him.
She's like, be confident, not cocky.
Yeah.
Get me a Diet Coke.
She's like, now I want a 44-ounce Diet Coke, easy on the ice with lemon. I'm like, okay.
I feel like she's just like driving around all the time getting Diet Cokes.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Okay, and then I actually kind of liked this conversation with Meredith and Mary at their dinner. Like, I think Jen is going to be pissed because Jen, one, wants to be the star of the show, right? She's like the breakout, whatever. And then she has just, like, Mary lives rent-free in Jen's head so much. Like, it's so crazy that it's like she thinks that everybody should just be so against Mary because she once said that Jen smells like hospital. Right. And like can't move on from that. And it's like I actually see like Meredith and Mary are like they have like a great conversation about marriage.
I mean, she's basically like, nobody's happy after 20 years. Come on. She's like, yeah. And then she basically admitted, well, I can't get a divorce. It's not really an option for me, even though she doesn't want to be with him.
Yeah. Okay. But this, what was really sad is like also the period story after the wedding.
Because she didn't want to sleep with him.
That's so sad.
I also read something like they left the church for like 3 years.
To like and lived somewhere else. Surgery in New York.
I know.
Well, her odor glands. But somehow the odor glands gave her a brand new face as well. So
I mean,
could be a side effect.
I mean, if you look at the before and after, you guys, I mean, it's a different person. Mm-hmm. Different person.
Yeah. But I felt like when she was just saying like, basically her husband is a creeper. And like, I feel like he's a predator, you guys. I'm not liking Robert Sr. Like, I wonder if maybe Mary came on the show to get a divorce and take over the church herself.
She also, though, seems very, like, I thought she would, like, bow down to him more, but she seems more like the person running the house, like, all the stuff mm-hmm. with her son, and, like, she's like, well, we got to get him in a different school, this girlfriend's distracting him, and, like, I feel like Robert Sr.'s like, okay, another blunder.
Yeah, he was making her drinks there, too. But I also thought that she was pretty self-aware when she was like, I know it's weird. Like, I know this marriage is weird. She kept, like, saying that. Like, yeah, it's weird. And I'm like, okay, so, like, Mary's not here for it. Like, she
knows it's weird, but she's like, but I really wanted to be this first lady, and I trust in my grandma, and the Holy Spirit's in me, and I'm God, and we're doing it.
Okay, but, like, what really happened? Because there's, like, also, like, conspiracy theories that, like, the step-grandpa had something to do with the death of her.
I hope we get more into it because, I mean, I do appreciate her honesty. Is this an unsolved
mystery episode?
Could be.
Season 3? Like, what happened to Mary Sr.? I don't know what her name is, but it's just, I don't know. I just felt so bad for Mary. And then I also was like, and then there, what's going on with the hair and the scene with Robert Sr. and Jr.? She had, like, the headband across the forehead. And then she had, it was like, her ponytail was, like, sticking straight out. Like, she had put a clip in there. So mm-hmm. It was a very strange look for me.
Was she wearing sleeves?
I was too distracted by the headband to notice. But I also was like, I didn't know what her son was going to look like. I was a little nervous.
Oh, he's handsome.
He's so handsome. And then I was like, well, I don't know why I'm nervous. They're not technically blood related.
No,
but they're like, definitely also, not. Her son is her uncle.
What?
Her son is her uncle because she's married to her grandpa.
No, that's not how it works.
Mary.
Wait, what do you know?
Mary, her son is her uncle. What if she was just like, hey,
I also uncle, feel like she's like really obsessed with her son.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, I guess everyone's obsessed with their own kids, right?
Yeah, great.
I don't know.
But I just think that it's like, like, I wonder if they make jokes about that, like, at family gatherings now. Like, do they make a joke about how, like, they're all, like, brother, sister, but also, like, mother-in-law and cousin and, like, what happens?
I think it divided the family, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I don't think so. She doesn't talk to her mom because her mom was jealous.
Yeah, it's the whole thing is fucked up. But I did appreciate, like, the church was super interesting to watch. There was a lot going on at it. Lots of singing, lots of energy. But I really did feel like Whitney's dad, he needed it.
Uh-huh.
He was all in, buying all in. So if I went to that, like, I'd be like, I'd be have to like hold hold my lips because I would want to laugh.
But I think for like Whitney's dad is he was like, because he was, you know, excommunicated from the church. And I think he was looking for something. So he was, like you said, he was so open to it. And I thought, you know, it was really interesting because I thought Meredith and like Meredith being there and being supportive and like Whitney, like they were all very open and like took it in and Mary came down there and did a blood. And yes, that would have made me probably laugh too. But I think because I would probably go in there not open.
Right.
So I think, but I thought, yeah, for her dad for there, like when they were walking in and I was like, okay, also again, Whitney is so hot. Like she's just so hot. I think
she came. What was her party for though? Like what was this 1920s party for? Just to have a party?
Party on these shows for?
No, but usually they're always like, well, you know, like the vow renewal or it's my birthday. Like, this is just like, she just wanted to get freaky on stripper poles.
It was also funny too, because it was like, when she walked in there and he was like, so how can I help you? She's like, I want to throw a party at your store. He's like, at my antique store. And then I was like, what the hell is going on?
She's so confused.
She's like, I'm looking for something wet, not dry. I'm like, no, wait, what, huh? Because I was like, nobody told us this was like a prohibition store. Like, this was like an anti-drinking. And then they opened. I was like, ooh, fun speakeasy. I love this. Okay. But also, so she said she had only she was only having a party of 30 people, meaning that was like also an open event.
I know. And there was just like strippers, like, but it looked fun. It looked like a fun party. Yeah. I think these people get down.
Yeah. Jen gets down.
She's going to get sloppy drunk. She makes an entrance in this like beautiful gown that's not appropriate to be wearing at this, in terms of like everyone's just going to step on it.
Did you see one of her assistants too was kept holding it from the back and kept fluffing it and throwing it down so it would like beautifully land in a train? And he had to, but he wasn't like dressed in like a hoodie, like regular clothes. And so it was like, it was so jarring. And every time he'd like, they'd go through a different thing, he'd pick it up and he'd throw it up again. Like, it was just so stupid. And I just,
but Jen is like pissed that Meredith is went to church at Mary's church and is talking to Mary. She's like,
well, let's back Mary- up though, because okay. at the baby shower, so there's the baby shower, and at the baby shower,
which also another Jen Shaw, like, she's wearing these heels that literally go past, like, they're wrapped up above her knee, and then like this feather ensemble, like, it's a little much for a baby shower.
It's a very, it's a little,
it wasn't her baby shower.
Yeah. Well, again, we still don't know why she was there. Maybe she actually just knows them because she's in there so often getting work done.
Oh, that could be very That's true.
Probably what it is. But at the baby shower, they, you know, Whitney, Jen, and they go eat food while they're playing baby games or whatever. And Whitney's saying, like, she's like, Jen's like, are you inviting Mary to this party? And she's like, yeah, because it's a cast party. Basically, I can't say, but it's, right. it's a cast party. So, yeah, she needs to come. And she's like, I don't like her. I can't believe this. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, Meredith went to church. So she came into that party ready to start something.
Hot.
Yeah. She was on fire. Sorry. Now we can go back. I just felt like we had to kind of mention like
she's. No, I mean, Jen is like, Mary is irrelevant. You don't attack my family. Like, she just still has not moved on from the amputee. But also, it's like, you can be around these people and just like, you got to coexist. It's like, if
but she knows Charity she apologized. Needs to start something.
She, yeah, she's playing the game.
But the worst part, though, is that Mary's not playing back. So it's, like, also riling her up even more, you know? Because, like, yeah, like you said, so at the party, Meredith and Mary are talking. And she's like, I've had a few drinks already. Like, she's ready to, like, get into it. I also think Lisa Barlow, I can't just decide how I feel about her, because I feel like she's trying to be this villain in, like, a witty sense, but it's not working. And so, like, when she, talking about the party, she's like, wow, Whitney with a stripper pole. What a surprise kind of thing. Like, can you just be nice? Like, was the comment necessary?
Yeah, she definitely, I think she's jealous of Whitney's life.
I think that Lisa Barlow has no friends.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think she has, like, business friends, like Queen of Sundance, where she has, like, a lot of people around her that are, like, friendly, but nobody that she can, like, call on, like, to be like, can you
believe? Well, yeah, she just bitches to her husband and he says, okay, how do you want me to answer?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, exactly. So that kind of case in point.
Yeah. So I just feel like that I think she's totally jealous of Whitney.
Yeah, I agree with that. Who do you think has the most money?
Lisa? Meredith or Lisa, probably.
I think Lisa. Let's rate them. I think it's Lisa.
Yeah. Well, Mary has, like, a lot of money, but it probably belongs to the church, but is still in her pocket, you know, waiting for those FedEx.
But packages. Her house wasn't, like, anything special. I mean, the stove didn't even work. you know?
Yeah, okay, so Lisa Meredith maybe, like, at the top. I feel like Whitney's husband is involved in, like, an MLM.
What's that?
Like a LuLaRoe, like, those, like, multi-level marketing, like a pyramid scheme.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. So they probably have a lot.
Which one? Arbonne?
No, I can't remember. I hadn't like heard of it, but in the Mormon community, MLMs are kind of like a big deal. Like sister wives, they're very into LuLaRoe. the show. I don't actually know any Sister Wives personally, but Sister Wives the show. Mary's a LuLaRoe all-star.
Okay, got it.
So I feel like Whitney's probably close up there too.
Okay.
I'm going to put Jen at the very bottom.
Yeah, it's like that fake money.
Yeah.
So she literally was trying on her makeup the day before, like, to make sure it was going to look right.
Okay.
It's like, that, this isn't your wedding.
That scene I was trying to figure out, though, because I felt that it was actually the same scene, like, the same day as the party.
I hope it was.
Yeah, and they like.
But they were trying to pretend that it wasn't, right?
I don't know. I didn't know because I thought I was confused. I'm like, it looks the exact same. Like the hair is the exact same. So I thought it was maybe just a scene before. I don't know. Jen also was like when she went to Heather's to prep for the baby shower. It's like the same outfit that she wore over to Meredith's like later that night. So she was like doing like a full day of shooting.
Okay.
And then I also have to say that I know we already talked about this, but when Heather called her Tweety Bird.
Right, right.
Like, these women love a big plush fur on their shoulders.
It is pretty wild. I do want to talk about Meredith's new confessional look. It was, like, this blue dress and this short wig, and it was bizarre.
The wig did not work. That was a no for me, dog.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. She was trying, you know, she was trying something. It didn't work out. Wait, let's go back to the list, though, of money. So we've got, Meredith and...
So Lisa Barlow, I think, number one.
Okay. Meredith, number
two. Does Meredith rent her house? I feel like she rents her house there.
You think so? I feel like it's a second home because she has a store on Main Street.
We haven't even seen Heather's house.
Yeah, we did. Oh, no. That we was did? You're right. That was Dre, her partner. That was her house.
Yeah, we haven't seen Heather's house. We were in Whitney's house. Mm-hmm.
They're all, none of, like, I think that Jen and Meredith are the nicest.
Yes.
And then I'd say the other ones are, like, normal homes.
Right.
Okay, so we've got Lisa, we got Meredith, Jen's at the very bottom. Where does you think Whitney's number three?
Yeah. Who are we? And then Heather, and then Mary.
I thought there's six of them.
And then Jen would be at the end.
Oh, and then Jen. Sorry, thank you. I was like, why can't I remember who they are? Okay. I'd say... Heather's the second to like it's.
And then she like claims she has a $20 million business. I don't know about that.
I mean, if Jen is going in there all the time to get Botox in her armpits, maybe she's part like half that, you know, she's giving him $10 million with the money she doesn't have.
Right.
Just saying.
Could be.
Just saying. And the reason why I think I'm getting over Jen, I think, is because I think she's a little too over the top. Now, I'll happily watch this, but I feel like she's just over the top. Like, at this party, she's, like, gonna go off, like, go crazy to where she looks like the crazy person.
But she is gonna have a come-to-Jesus moment next week, and she's like, I'm really lonely. Like, that's why I surround myself with my seven assistants that I don't pay. You know, and she's going to like apologize.
But where's her like 14-year-old son?
With the assistants.
But she's at like, school? My boys are busy. And I'm like, but where is he? Like, he's only like 14 or 15.
Yeah, but they're like, you know, high school.
Yeah, but I mean, again, though.
They're gone all day. Like, when she's... It's 8 to 3. And then they have a sport after. They don't get home until 6 o'clock.
Doesn't she have a company too? She talks about how she has a company. Like, what is she doing?
I didn't know about her company.
Yeah, that's why she has three assistants.
Oh. Wait, what's the company? I'm really curious now.
I don't know. I think it's like some like online thing. Like a fashion company or something.
Okay.
But if it's what she's wearing, I'm worried. It's not going to sell. Ugh. I feel like she'd also put like her shoes. Like, I feel like Jen is like, if she's actually bought these things, she's like a Poshmark user.
Oh, 100%.
She's like, I mean, seen on Jen Shaw.
Bethany Frankel is a Poshmark
Carol person. Radswell. Dorinda. Right. The whole New York
I get cast. It for those people, but I think it's really funny Bethany is.
But Bethany, I feel like that's how she's like now selling Skinny Girl because nobody's buying it at Macy's. So she just like puts it on Poshmark.
HSN. She does HSN for 2 hours. I can't.
Okay. So anything else to mention?
Let's like list what's the order of our favorites to least favorite.
Okay. I need like a piece of paper for this. Like I need like a pen or something.
Say my least favorite's Lisa Barlow.
Yeah. Lisa at the bottom.
I think I really fell in love with Meredith this week.
I feel like we have. Okay, Heather's going to be at the top for me, though.
I think Heather might be too normal for me. Like, she's sweet. She's
like the Emily. Like,
she's kind of like sad, though. Yeah. Like, I feel sad for her. I want her to meet a big, beautiful man, and I want her to love herself. I feel like she doesn't love herself.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'd agree. She's really striving for that. Like, she really thinks that she needs to prove she's perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. She makes me sad.
And she's like, it's like conflicting with who she is as a person. Like, you know. Okay, fine.
So Mary, I know what you're saying. I a little bit turned this week because she's like, you think after 20 years you actually like your husband? No way. I know it's weird I'm married to my grandfather, but I mean, come on.
My uncle. Okay, yeah. Fine. So I'm going to put my top three, I think, are... No, top four. I guess it's just like Heather, so Whitney, Meredith, and Mary are up there. Maybe Mary's like my top three, and then Mary, and then Jen, Lisa.
I like Whitney, but her voice bothers me.
Yeah. But that's, you know, our voices are, again, very annoying, too.
She kind of has a baby voice, though.
Yeah.
I have a Valley girl accent.
Yeah. We have that vocal fry of Californians, so.
Basically, like, whatever.
Basically, we're going to use that word all the time, okay? Yeah, so, fine. Okay, is that how we feel? Like, I agree. Meredith, it's almost like each episode, too, they're kind of giving us more insight to each of these women. So, it was like last week was... Like, a few days ago, whatever, that was, like, more about Whitney. This one, we got a little bit more about Heather. Meredith and...
Oh, I feel like we learned a lot about Heather.
Oh, you think so? Oh, I was going to say more about Mary and Meredith.
Yeah.
I thought they were kind of the stars this episode.
Yeah, I guess we didn't really get Lisa this week.
I think it's okay, though. I don't think Lisa's going to give us anything. That's the thing. Like, I think she has, like, a whole exterior, like... a facade almost of like everything's perfect, my family's perfect. She is like the Mormon perfection there. Look at us. You know, we're just going to go to Wendy's, Sonic, and Taco Bell because I don't cook. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool
but
mom.
But like in a Ferrari or a Porsche or a Range Rover.
Exactly. But I'm still loving this season. I think this is like a perfect mix of women. Like, because I think that the fact that Jen is so over the top compared to like Mary, who's just is over the top, but like, not trying, just like her life, you know, like it's just everything is like it balances each other out.
There doesn't seem like a big like alliances. Yeah. Like,
well,
Meredith,
Jen's trying.
right.
Yeah, but I agree.
But like, I mean, Meredith, she hangs out with Lisa, she hangs out with Mary, like she's bouncing around. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's entertaining, highly entertaining.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about Southern Charm. So Catherine is back at her apartment at the townhouse. She's vaping and she's freaking out because Thomas is having a baby boy. Why do you think she was like all about like a boy?
Okay. So
I don't want to say, but I know what you're going to – I know.
So you know then. Okay. Maybe I just won't say it out loud because I feel like we'll get yelled at for it. Anyways. Okay.
Yeah. We know why. Yeah. We know why.
But also, okay, guys, in her apartment though – she has these big red pillows on her couch. I need them. Not in red, but I need those pillows, you guys. I'm trying to find, like, big, like, cushy, velvety pillows for my for my couch, and I cannot find them anywhere. So if anybody knows, just tell me.
Just call Craig.
But I would love to, but you still have maybe to buy the pillows.
Maybe he can make you a special order.
Hmm. I hope it's Kate Spade branded. Did you see his phone case? Like, people have kept pointing it out. Like Craig has a Kate Spade phone case.
He's super interesting. So he, like, does not believe in the coronavirus.
So I'm not going to defend Craig here. And I feel it's the same on OC, too, is, like, we're getting them right when it starts to become a thing. And, like, don't you remember
there were people? I remember, like, when I was learning about it, and I was like, it's a flu. Like, I was like, it's just the flu.
It'll
like,
be a
it's
couple not that of weeks. Big of a deal. It'll be fine.
I literally thought I was going to – school was shut. I was kind of, you know, I was like, oh, school's shutting down for 2 weeks. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then it was not 2 weeks. Right. And it was horrible.
Right, right. No, it's like, we're still in it. Like, this is like 9 months later, 8 months later. That's kind of
the weird thing to watch back, because you're like, nothing's changed. Right. It's the same.
Right. Totally. It's like, I don't want to defend these people because I don't, but it was like, we're literally seeing, like, in real time with them, where it's like, I mean, I actually stopped, my office closed down. I actually I was like very nervous about this. So not that I'm right. I'm just saying, like, I was nervous. Like, there was like two ways. Like, people were either like freaking out, I feel, or that they were like, this is nothing. Like, it is what it is.
And I was like, it's going to be fine. Like,
yeah. What? I was nervous. I stopped working a week before. Like, I started working from home a week before our office closed, because I was like, I don't know. I just don't know. And I don't have any Clorox wipes. Okay.
No. And then, I mean, actually, Shep is really like, he's like, no, this is like bad. Like, this is you can tell Shep is actually intelligent. He's like, no, this is like not going away. This is the beginning. Yeah. He knew, and like Craig and Austin, Austin's like on the cusp. He's like, Craig, don't drink the tap water. It's like,
it's tap not water. In the water. Like, you know?
And then Craig is like, oh, like he already has it. He literally is coughing. He already has it.
And they Austin does too, because all these guys do. Look, you know, I love Danny? Craig. Does Danny have it? I don't know.
She was like, I'm short of breath. Oh, Craig's coughing up a ton. But also, it's like, they party so hard. I texted you before even Craig said he was hungover. I'm like, he's so hungover here at this dress shop. Like,
yeah,
you can tell his voice is raspy, yep, and he just looks like shit.
Puffy. But that's what I was going to say. It's like, these guys, it's like, they've now just made a career of like partying. It's like Vanderpump did this too, right? Like, it's like, but we had to, like, the facade of them working at a restaurant. Like, we've never had them, like, doing anything on Southern Charm. Like, that these guys just go out, and they go so hard, and people probably buy them drinks. And you've said Charleston's, like, very small, so they're probably known at every place.
People don't like them there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. I think they get super annoyed of them because they think they're, like, the shit. And they're just annoying. Yeah, I don't think the locals actually like them. I mean, I'm sure there's people that are starstruck. I think, you know, it is such a big town for tourism. So, like, they probably get so much attention from that. I mean, hello, I, like, come on. Yeah, you go there to see him if you're a Bravo fan.
Right. Like, you might be going. Perk. You might not have thought that you wanted to go to Charleston, but then you're like, but I do.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, it's so. Let's go together. Maybe this summer.
Mary, don't plan anything.
No, okay. You're going to be able to by the summer.
We hope so.
I have a good feeling. I have a good feeling.
I have to say, guys, I am not a Pringle fan, okay? Once I pop, I can stop.
Okay. It's really weird because he's, like, full-on serious about liking Madison and, like just openly talking about it.
He's
it's
even so telling Austin, bizarre. Like, I didn't respect your relationship. Like, sorry, dude. Like, he just is, like, it's so weird. And it's kind of funny.
I wish we had on camera this fight.
Yes, but it's also kind of fun. Well, also, did you notice, like, okay, people were sending screenshots in. Like, there's a rolled up piece of paper, there's like a card there next to the beer can. Like, they're clearly like staying blowing up partying. This is how they all got COVID, just from sticking something up their nose together, you know? Like, it's like they're, but I would, yes, that fight, ugh, it's like, give us live feeds, people. Put cameras in all the common areas. Like, the fact that Craig and Austin are living together, I'm like, I need to see what goes on in that household.
It needs to be summer house.
Like, yes,
and get me in cameras everywhere.
Thank you. And put it in the pantry. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Stuff happens in the pantry. But it's like, I just feel like Pringle is like, and then I think, so Madison's only choices are Austin or Pringle. Like, that's all she gets.
So there's a ton of women in Charleston.
It's 2-1. Like
like 4-1.
4-1?
Like the college there is like all women.
Oh, wow.
You have like really crazy odds if you're a guy.
That makes me sad for her. It's like Madison, I'm still mad about what she did to Danny last season. And it's so weird how Danny's like okay with doing all these girl scenes and Madison's there. Like clearly, like, obviously.
I would love to know how much Danny gets paid. You know, she's always, she's been on every season, but she's not really like a full cast member.
She's always a friend of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's like, I think she just, because she had that job. Remember when like Craig was going to go into like the bourbon business or something with like JD?
Mm-hmm.
And like, didn't Danny work at like a, she worked at like a distillery or something. And then she's also an artist.
Yeah. I think she's like the art thing.
Yeah.
It's also like, it doesn't cost that much to live there. And I mean, compared to San Francisco.
I don't know. Craig's place was $4,000 to rent.
It was?
When he went in, I assume it's like an Airbnb that he had gone into in the episode. You know, when he was looking.
Oh, but maybe because it's like all furnished and stuff.
Yeah, but still, that was a lot of money. Catherine, remember, was $6,600 one time. She couldn't afford that.
I think you could get a really nice house for $1 million there.
$1 million. Oh, I'm sorry, you're so rich that $1 million is nothing. Okay, bitch.
No, but
what
I think
no, but like you getting?
No, but like are a you? Really like a really 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 nice house. Do you know what I'm saying? I think you could like get a, like a nice. I think you can get like a totally nice house for $500,000.
Okay.
I look at Charleston real estate.
Mary's gonna go on this show, you guys. Mary's like, get out of here, Danny. Is that why you don't like Danny? Because you're like trying to get her spot? Oh my god, it's all making sense now. Like you have this weird hate for Danny, but now it makes sense. Okay. Okay.
I do like Leva. I'm feeling bad that like her businesses are crumbling.
Okay, but she
like,
gave
she's
us
trying to open.
She gave us a little bit more of Lamar this week, and I was like, more Lamar. Again, we know I have an issue, but
Courtney needs to get some.
Why can't I just appreciate a fine man?
Whatever turns you on, girl.
Yeah, maybe it's too much, but I just think that we need to appreciate a good dad, a hot man, and a business owner all in one.
No, I agree. Okay. I agree.
Yeah, I do feel bad.
But are you kind of like a Pringle then?
No. I'm not trying to break anybody up here, but I will also appreciate that I might not like Madison's personality, but I appreciate her hot bottom face, okay? Madison's, like, stunning. She's so gorgeous.
And really is stunning.
Break up with Austin. I'm sorry. Like, I know that
they have such a toxic relationship. She wanted to be on the show. That's why she stays with him. I don't think they're together in real time right now. It's like,
I hope not.
I don't think he's ready to be a stepdad.
No. And her kid is so flipping cute.
He's cute.
He is so cute. And that
ice cream place. And the sundaes were cute.
But Austin's just like, I feel like he could not take the responsibility of being a stepdad. He's like, I'm like the cool uncle, right? And it's like, no. Well, maybe if you were Mary Cosby's family, you could be the dad and the cool uncle. But also, like, no, you have to be, like, he was like, yeah. And then Madison was like, you mean mom? Did you catch that?
Yes.
Like, Austin just, they party so hard that I'm like, your lifestyle is just, like, different. Like, yeah. Madison can party here and there when she doesn't have her son, but, like, that she can't live her life doing that.
Right.
You know, it's like.
But that's why she just, like, wants him to grow up.
Yeah.
Get this business rocking. You have this amazing platform, and you're literally shitting on it. Between him and Craig, like, Shep doesn't need this. He literally does Southern Charm for fun. He really does.
Yeah.
He doesn't need the money.
Mm-mm. Did you notice that Pringle and Shep were both wearing a dad's shirt?
Yeah.
While Shep was wearing it while playing tennis. And I was like, wait, Shep's a good tennis player.
Oh, he is? I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, like, he is a good tennis player. I was like, I want to play tennis with Shep, except, like, don't. I don't want to meet any of them.
Courtney texted me, is like, I want to play tennis with Shep. And I was like, oh, next time he's in LA, you should.
And I was like, no, absolutely not. I do not want to meet any of these people. I'm like, if I meet them, then I can't talk shit on them anymore. And I hate that.
I feel like you can. You can.
No, you go.
I do. I feel like I do, though, like, have this weird thing for Shep.
Yeah, you.
Like, I'm really rooting for him this season. Like, he's I'm so like, likeable. Oh, my God, he's so smart with the COVID stuff. Oh, my God. Him and Taylor are adorable. He invited her to the mom's house, but he's keeping his mom safe because she doesn't know she's been exposed. I'm like, oh, Shepherd.
Like, yeah, like, he's gotten away with so much that he developed, like, this bad. But there's some good in Shep, hopefully. I mean, this
he
is a
won,
great
he won back my heart.
I don't think he ever lost your heart. You've been defending Shep since day one.
Do you think Pringle will go back to San Diego?
Okay, Pringle is clearly very much still, you said it last week, and I totally agree, like, very much still in love with his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Like, loves her. Like, this was not his decision. I just, there's just something, there's like this air of darkness around him. He's just like this depressed, lost guy.
I can see that. Like, well, but it's so weird because you're living in a different state than your kids. So, like,
right.
It's just kind of, he's like, living like two lives.
Right. And it's just
like his Charleston life, and then he has his kids in San Diego life. Like,
yeah, and he just is, like, very lost. He's like, I need to get a suit for Patricia's party. He's like, $1,400. I have to put on layaway. I'm like, how? Are you poor?
We don't I know I poor? Got I feel like he didn't have money.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Like, he's probably right.
I mean, clearly, that's why he's on the show.
Yeah, he thinks he can get a cool $1 million house. Loser, he's poor. I also love, too, in the beginning of the episode when Whitney threw Craig the toilet paper. Because, like, they're like, Whitney's also smart, too.
Oh, yeah. He's taking it super seriously. He's living with his mom. I mean, you have to be smart.
Right. But I'm just saying,
he's self-distancing, as Craig calls it.
He's like, yeah, well, he's self-distancing. I was cracking up when they were FaceTiming. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm still going to see my friends. He's like, you shouldn't do that. Like, you guys are walking Petri dishes. It made me laugh so loud. Like, I was like, oh my God.
Are they actually going to admit that they got the virus?
I think so.
I mean, we know they did.
Yeah, they have to. Yeah. I actually kind of think it would be a smart thing for them to admit it on the show, too. Like, I know we're going to see, like, Shannon and Emily get COVID on Orange County. Like, I'm so mad at my kids.
We saw Khloe Kardashian.
We didn't. I don't watch it. But I think it's, like, better to put it out there that it's, like, you shouldn't be doing these dumb things that people are doing. Like, these, like, they got it from, like, partying and...
Oh, completely.
Doing lines together and, like, I don't know.
Being reckless.
Yeah, they are reckless. So, and then it's just...
The two people I know that are, like, actually friends that got it are, like, were literally the safest people, like... One of my friends was a nurse and got it like got it at work.
Wow.
It wearing a mask and stuff. Like, it's just crazy.
And then it's also like you can tell. I feel like how you can kind of tell people's like intelligence levels too. Like, in the sense of like Catherine, when she's like, okay, so first off, Catherine saying it proves that I'm just not a mom by being an Instagram model is, I mean, the irony is not lost on me. And they're like, what? And
the woman's like, you need to Google this. Like,
she's this like, so is let's go bad. To New York and we'll do a buying thing. It'll be great. And she's like, what? Like, Catherine's just is like, she's so checked out.
Because, okay, wait. We were supposed to go to Austin in February, right?
March.
It was March. Okay.
Yeah, it was March. Yeah.
And no, because that was like, I kept on dreaming and believing.
You were asking, believing, but you didn't receive, you know?
I didn't receive it.
I was like, I'm not booking anything.
And we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't. Much to your detriment, though, like, because you were like, we should do it. I'm like, I'm not doing it. But it's just, you know, I don't know. Here's my question for you. Is this, like, now that we've started this, like, it's coming on OC, because I'm pretty sure after Bronwyn's vow renewal, like, the state closed down, like, that weekend. Like, I think, like, that, you know, kind of
that was everything the last started. Draw.
Yeah, that I'm like, are we ready to take this on?
Well, I feel like next week with Southern Charm is going to be like the Austin and Craig like live Instagrams, and it's kind of going to be footage like that. And I'll watch one episode like that, but then that's kind of it for me.
Yeah, like I don't want
to. I mean, I'll keep watching, but it's like I feel like they should do like two episodes about COVID, but then kind of try to I wonder how many episodes Southern Charm is this season.
Yeah,
I don't know. This is only episode 3.
Yeah.
And they had shot for like 6 to 8 weeks before that.
Wow.
Yeah. And like, because I think we were DMing with Craig or something. He was like, oh God, it was so good. We were having such a good season. And
were they?
I mean, the Thomas bombshell was pretty good.
Well, I guess this is what, episode 3? Maybe 4 of this, and if they film for 6 to 8 weeks, and we're...
I know, they didn't have a lot of content.
Yeah, it's... I mean, but also, it's like, again, just strap GoPros on them. Put them in a bar and strap a GoPro on them. I will watch that footage.
No, but it's nice because they actually are friends, right, and they live their normal lives together all the time. So,
yeah,
they're like not, like, making up things to, like, oh, we have to all... Like, Leva's not friends with these girls.
Right, like, we have to go to a prohibition bar and... You know, like, it's just like we have to have an event. You don't think Leva's friends with them? Is it Leva? I don't know.
I mean, I don't think so. I don't think she hangs out. I think she probably hangs out with the guys. I think she loathes Catherine.
I bet she's cool with Danny.
I think she could take it or leave it. Danny went to Wyoming with Naomi last week.
To me, the girls are the odd part out, because it's like, yeah, you're right. Like, Madison would not be friends with Catherine normally. Like, Madison, Catherine, Danny, and Leva are like
a kind of odd pair.
Yeah, together. Guys,
they're not all friends.
Like, I feel like they're just all actually connected through the guys.
Yeah, it's almost like, why didn't they get like one of Catherine's friends or one of Danny's friends? Yeah, maybe not.
Just asking. Maybe her really cool red pillows. Like, the fact that she wasn't home when they all showed up to help her, too. I was like, what are you
doing?
Classic
Catherine. Classic Catherine.
Like, what's up? Like, I don't think I just need... it's like, sometimes I see, it's like, Bronwyn, take the season off. Go get yourself the help that you need. Like, this is not a conducive, like, filming environment. Catherine, same thing. Like, it's just, you know, she's not...
I like that she can be more herself and, like, not pretend that she's not, like... smoking weed and vaping and drinking.
True.
We all knew she was.
But it's also...
She would literally put it in coffee cups on camera.
But I also feel bad because I think, like, with Thomas, there's always this air of, like, she can't be 100, right? Like, when they said that she was at the party, too, at Austin's house, I was like, oh, God. I actually kind of, like...
Oh, you got nervous?
I got nervous for her because I was like, oh, don't say that on camera. Don't.
I mean, he knows what she does.
I know, but I think she has to, you know, whatever.
She's doing the same thing.
Whatever. She's going to go down next week, though, because that's where, like, the racist incident happened.
The monkey emoji.
And here we go, you know? Well, I think that was
great. Guys, happy Thanksgiving. Have fun with your loved ones. We will be back soon. This was just a little something to hold you over. And thanks for listening.
Yes,
we're thankful for you.
I was just going to say that. And I'm thankful for you too, Mary.
Oh, I'm thankful for you.
Oh, I was like, are you not going to say it?
You guys, without her, this empire would have closed years ago.
Hey, we're a team here. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And we will talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain, but it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.